KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
Good morning, Laguna Beach. It's KX93.5. Craig here with Rainbow Radio. My guests this week are Lawrence Simon of Mariners Travel and my co-host, my lovely... Say hello, Lawrence.
Good morning.
He's got an accent. We love it. And, of course, we have Stacy.
I don't have an accent, but good morning, Laguna.
But you're beautiful. Well, you're both beautiful. We'll be right back and start the show. Hang in there. It's a beautiful day in Laguna Beach. The weather's fantastic, and we're glad you're tuned in. Going to get right with it with
come fly with me, let's fly.
That's what we're going to do with Larry away. Here
if you
down to Acapulco Bay
some exotic booze, there's a bar.
So let's get right with it. We got Larry here, or Lawrence here from Lawrence from Mariners Travel. There's more than one. And he's our featured business today and our featured personality. How about that, Stacy?
That's killer.
Got it wrapped all in one here.
And he's handsome.
Thank you so
much. Very handsome.
Wow.
He's not made for radio because he's too handsome.
I'm going to pull my chair closer.
Come on over, honey.
Oh my. So early in the morning.
Where's my coffee?
Anyway, we've been working, surprisingly, being in the travel industry, he's been traveling. And so we've been working, trying to get him on the show, and he's been very, very, very busy. I'm so glad he's here today, and so glad he's going to share with us a bit about his business. Now, you're a travel agency, correct?
Yes, correct. And full service.
And you've been at that for a while?
Yes, I've been in the business for 37 years.
Oh, my God.
And I've owned and operated my agency.
2 years old?
Would you start when you were like five?
No, I've owned it for 27 years, 28 in January.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you.
How did you come upon it?
When I was leaving high school in England, I was going to be an airline pilot.
Oh.
And went a little bit of a different direction as I needed something to do before I started university. So a travel agency hired me. It wasn't a very pleasurable experience, and it went from there.
Well, you say it wasn't, the travel agency you worked for wasn't a very pleasant...
The lady I worked for was far from pleasant.
So you said you could do this better yourself, apparently.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yes. I got hurt, when I quit that job, a headhunter came after me and couldn't believe I quit at the age of 16. And then the biggest travel company in England, Manchester, where I'm from, hired me.
Oh, fantastic.
And it went from there.
What was the travel agency?
It was called Albany Travel.
Albany Travel.
It was in the center of the city, and I used to have to take a train or two to get into there and walk.
So, how did you get here? And don't tell me
by plane.
I knew you were going to do
no
that.
Boat.
I knew.
And I love when people ask me that. So great.
So tell us about the transition to Southern California.
Well,
and how long have you been here?
I've been here for 33 years. And the transition, well, it's easy to come from the dark, dull weather.
I have friends from Manchester.
The sunny outside that we have this morning. It's completely different.
I agree.
It's who wouldn't want to wake up to palm trees and mountains and ocean? It's gorgeous here.
We love Laguna Beach.
I still love it.
It's got its own mystique in it, and it's in my heart big time. I love it. All the green spaces that have been preserved and the culture that still has much of its integrity intact. It's great. So you did you start your business right away when you came to the U.S.?
No, I worked. I got very fortunate and worked for an incentive travel company for a year. Oh. And then I went for an interview for a different job to manage a large wholesale company that does, you know, tours and things like that to Mexico. And the president of the company asked me if I would be their sales director. And I said, absolutely. So it went from there. And then about 27 years ago, after being a sales director and a travel agent for two other companies, I began my own agency, and it's gone from there.
Is that difficult to do, I would think?
It was difficult, but yeah. I like a challenge, so yeah. It's still challenging.
And you said the other, I think I tried to communicate with you the other day, and you go, I'm trying to resolve a traveler's issue. I'll get back to you. So apparently you're hands-on.
I am very hands-on. I work pretty much 6 days a week. I've done it for all these years. I love it still.
Yeah.
But my main focus is, you know, putting myself in the shoes of a client and helping them from,
absolutely,
as you say in America, soup to nuts. It's not a phrase that we use. I don't use it. I'm not going to use it. But nonetheless, that's what I do.
Hey, you're here.
I'm when in Rome, right? Or when in Laguna.
Soup to nuts?
Yes.
I've not heard that.
I've heard that expression, yeah. It's like
I'm
everything.
From the Midwest.
Including
maybe
the
I'm
going to
blame it that. Okay.
The kitchen sink.
All right. Can I backpedal and ask a question?
Absolutely.
Because I'm curious about what does incentive travel mean?
So a company, could be the radio station who has employees, wants to incentivize you to sell more, do more. So they'll give you a complimentary vacation if you reach a goal.
Perfect. I'm just from an HR background where you incentivize your staff to do well.
Correct.
I wondered if it meant the same thing.
And oddly enough, everybody loves to travel. So it was a nice
perfect
thing.
Perfect.
It was a great thing to do.
So with your business now that tell us about your clientele.
In the last, you know, being from England and knowing pretty much I've traveled all over Europe several times, it's become known in the community that I am, as my friend once called me, and I've now patented it for travel, I'm now known as Mr. Europe. So I do all kinds of travel, but I position myself as being a European expert more than anything. I custom vacations for clients, from hotels to sightseeing, so you want a red carpet treatment, you know, everything. I do it all.
So if a group of us, say five or six of us, or maybe 8 or 10, let's say 8 or 10, wanted to go see the Queen.
Yes.
You could facilitate that?
You're here in Laguna, aren't
you? It's across the street, isn't it?
Well,
they're across the street.
There's a few outside.
Oh.
Thank you. She's a little busy right now.
Okay.
But they actually have tours that you can go into Buckingham Palace now.
Okay.
They obviously can't see the whole palace, but they take you to a section and you buy tickets, and there's only so many per day that's sold. And so, yeah, you can arrange a whole tour and go there. It's not a private tour, but it's a tour nonetheless. And I a lot of my clients will do that when they're there.
So you can custom tailor an experience.
Yeah, and I'm not going to be crude, but I'm actually on my desk at work.
Yeah.
A client actually bought me back a gift and put it in a frame for me from Buckingham Palace.
Oh really?
Nice.
Yes.
Okay.
Am I allowed to say what it is?
Yeah, well.
It's toilet paper.
From Buckingham Palace?
Yeah.
Oh.
I love it.
Someone so thoughtful.
Isn't that great?
I'm sure
it's on my desk.
I would leave it there too. It's perfect.
I always say it's not what Elizabeth uses.
Not the same.
Well, no,
it was in the public bathroom.
It's not the same.
But it's from the palace.
Yeah.
But I love it. And it's in gold.
She couldn't grab a Rembrandt or anything like that.
No.
Damn.
No.
Her tiaras.
I'm not going to be crude.
So this, you could custom tailor a group for, whether it was a LGBT group or whether it was.
I've done LGBT clientele before. You know, a lot of the LGBT clients I've dealt with like to travel with their friends.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Which is nice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've done it for two people on their own, and I've done it for, you know, small groups. So it really depends. Everybody tailors to different things because it depends on your needs.
Absolutely.
Wow. And you have family here?
I do. I have a daughter and a son. and I have two, and a son-in-law, and I have two little granddaughters.
You're a grandfather?
Oh. I am, oh yes. God. I know I don't look it, right?
No, see, I'm telling you, you started, I'm moving it back to two now, not five.
If I don't get the compliment, I'll make one.
But I'm just baffled, because
you
are so handsome and so young looking.
Thank you. Keep it coming. Oh, this is great.
I'm serious.
You
should
get warm in here.
I'm moving closer.
He also has a very
You're not so bad yourself.
Thank you.
Oh, here we go again.
So, yeah, I have two little girls. They're 4 and 1.
Oh, and their names?
Chloe and Kyla.
Oh, I love that.
Shout out to Chloe and Kyla.
Kyla, yes. Beautiful.
They are absolutely delicious.
And I met your son.
Yeah.
He works at The Point, I believe.
Correct, yes.
And he suggested...
He's also a realtor.
Oh,
can I get that in?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. What's the realty company?
Yeah. Century 21, it's the Kovacs Connection.
Oh,
yeah.
Like Ernie Kovacs?
I don't know who's Ernie Kovacs.
Oh, do you?
No.
Oh, okay. No. Well,
now
we won't
now
go
you're
there.
Dating yourself.
You're dating yourself now.
he suggested that I talk to his pop.
Right. That's why I'm here.
And lo and behold.
Here I am.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's worked out quite nicely.
Yeah, no, it has. I'm so glad that we can represent on the program Rainbow Radio 93.5 KX 93.5 Laguna Beach's only FM radio. LGBT businesses in our community, mm-hmm. of which Lawrence is one and has been in the business for 26 years.
27.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Craig.
27. What's a year between friends?
So I am quite involved with the LGBT center here in Santa Ana. The CO4, you know, the new location that they've had for a couple of years.
I understood. I've not been there.
It's really great.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do.
How do you help them out there?
I have sponsored the Indigo Ball for them and raised donations, and you know, so they can do the charity events that they do.
I'm not familiar with Indigo Ball. Are you, Stacey?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So every I believe it's every April. They'll have this huge charity event, and it's always at a different location.
Okay.
And they get all the LGBT businesses and people like us in the community to come out and, you know, buy tickets, and then they'll have silent auctions, and then they'll do the big auctions, and it's to raise money for the center. So that's one thing I do. Can I tell you the other thing?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. So the other thing I'm going to be doing, thank you. Pay close attention, there'll be a test later.
I am taking notes, okay.
The other thing I do that I'm doing is I want to do, and I'm setting it up to do a travel show for them, like in January or February at the center, so I get some of my LGBT supportive vendors, cruise lines, and such to come out and sell their wares, and then anything that we book from there, a percentage of whatever I do will go back to the center to help support them.
So you are
very nice,
very heavily involved in the center.
I try
in Santa
to be.
Anna.
I am. That's my thing for them, because I have enjoyed
that's
working
wonderful.
With them.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
As I say, I've had several people on the program that I get all teary-eyed when I hear what they do and what their commitment is to the community and what a big part of it they are.
Do you need
a
tissue now?
Yeah, pretty soon here.
Good.
You've got to work out a little bit more.
Let me get one.
But it's great. We're going to take a short break with some music here, and we'll get back to Lawrence and ask him a few more questions about his life here in Laguna Beach and how much he enjoys it. Okay, here we are, Rainbow Radio with Lawrence and Stacy, and we had a. We're guilty of this again, Stacy. When we went to music, she had a question. I'm going, well, yeah, I want to know the same thing. What was your question again?
Well, my question was, I just went on a cruise, and it's a big Princess Cruise Line, so everyone's heard of that. And I had fun, but it was a much older crowd and much more conservative. And I, being like
so young,
the one, the yeah, I just I made it fun because everyone.
You two are having a love fest over there. That's all.
I know.
Don't be jealous.
Could you?
I am.
Yeah, thank you. So I just was curious. So if I want to talk to my partner and say, okay, if we, because we have a group of people. When you said people like to travel together, there's a group of us. We would like to go to Mykonos. Together, because we've all been there separately, but we think it would be a blast to go at the same time.
Beautiful.
So
place.
We would work with you. You would set up the airline or our transportation there.
Everything.
The hotel. You would do everything.
Everything. And suggest more to you than you would already know.
Yeah, and I don't know just from stopping there on a prior cruise.
Yeah, that's our job to kind enhance your vacation.
Perfect. And and the name of your agency again?
Mariners Travel.
Mariners Travel.
We're located in Rancho Santa Margarita.
Oh, that's pretty up there.
It's a little bit
nice.
Out of the way,
no,
but it's
not
beautiful.
Bad. Straight
up in the
shot
mountains.
Up. Yeah, it's beautiful. Okay, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Well, now that we got that settled.
I'm happy. Are you? I'm happy.
I am. If I next travel, I'm going to call Lawrence. That's all there is to it.
You better.
I do need to get some housekeeping done here. I want to thank again our sponsor for our show. It's Villa Real Estate and Agent Mike Johnson. They have offices. Their tag, the key to luxury residential real estate. That sound all right?
Sounded good.
Laguna Beach, Corona del Mar, and Costa Mesa. Thank you, Mike, for being our sponsor again this week. I'm here with Lawrence Simon and Stacy King, our co-host, and we are talking about traveling and gay travel and all sorts of things that go with it. A little more news on this week's program. Next week, December 9th, I have attended, we're going to have a special radio show. We're going to have, hopefully, three artists that are in the community, a gallery representative, and hopefully a person that is a representative of the company that's been retained by the city to help us develop Laguna Beach as a high-quality and wonderful living space. Mm-hmm. And I want to have a town hall meeting and kind of discuss the opportunities and why art is so important in the community. So that is next, a week from today. And it should be a rousing, very, I don't want to say controversial, but we have a lot of emotional and heartfelt feelings in some of the meetings I've been attended. So I'm hopefully we can get everything out there in front of everyone and come away with some sort of consensus and resolve and what might work, suggestions that might work for the city. So, also, if you know of a little LGBT secret in the community, that something that the LGBT community is doing, I know yesterday there were some wonderful things downtown on Main Beach. There was that went on and was World AIDS Day, and so there was a lot of ribbons and a lot of names of people that have been on this earth and are no longer with us, and it was a heartfelt moment. I know Daniel Garza was there, and he actually did a live broadcast from the beach.
Fantastic.
Yeah, thank you, Daniel. A shout out to you, Daniel, and thank you for being there and such a supportive. So if you know of any events or any businesses in Laguna Beach, things that are going on, go to rainbow-radio, and there's a form there to list them on the calendar. We feed that information to the city, which is Visit Laguna, which is about travel, right, Larry?
Perfect.
Lawrence?
Yeah. That's what
perfect
we want.
Perfect segue. Perfect segue.
Yeah, well done.
All right, so let's get back to Lawrence a little bit. Now we got those things taken care of. So I wanted to hear your story, your more personal story, I guess, and your life. You obviously have two children.
Yes, two children, correct?
Are they your?
They are biologically mine. Yes. Go ahead, Craig. Go for it.
I know.
What
I'm
kind of
gonna dive right in.
Yeah.
I know.
I know.
Well, he said.
I thought this was a family show.
I did too.
Okay.
Now you two are ganging up on me. You're not supposed to do that.
Sorry.
Whoops.
So, your life's journey here, were you, I guess, was there a time in your life where you were not really out and not gay?
Correct, yes.
Like so many of us?
Pretty much my young adult life.
Oh, really?
Until I was around 30. Yeah.
So when you left the UK, you came here and...
I came here, quick story. Oh, gosh, now we're getting really personal. Quick story, I came here, I was single, I was trying to find my way.
Sure.
And my career was more important to me than anything else. And then I went back home 1 year, as I've been going every year to visit my family, and an old friend was there that I hadn't seen for years. And long story short, she said, oh, you've changed. And it went from there. And okay. We got married in the UK. And then she came back here. We had the two kids. And a few years after, you know, about 8 years later, I suddenly realized, this is just not for me.
Yeah.
And while I'm, you know, being honest, I didn't want to stay married for the sake of children. It was either
do the right thing.
Do the right thing when they were young, or play the game, and I didn't really want to play that game. So we separated. She went back over to the UK, and the kids, well, actually, she stayed here for a while, and we shared custody, and then she left, and the kids stayed with me.
And everyone's here.
Oh. Yeah.
I know that was, interesting. What is the law in the UK that was made it illegal? 42 or something?
For, what do you
remember? Well, there was a statute in the UK where it was against the law to be gay.
Mm-hmm. You told me that last week.
Yeah,
we talked about it.
That was many years ago.
Well, it was not repealed. It was withdrawn not too long ago, like 8 years ago.
Right. Right.
But yeah. But
I mean, to be honest, because I didn't grow up there as a gay man, I don't really know much about that. So, I'm probably not.
But I guess my comment there, Lawrence, is that I felt that it was kind of a puritanical attitude that we seem to have here, too. We kind of inherited some of that from the UK.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
When we became our own nation, I think it was part of our heritage. That's my personal opinion. Anyway, so I think it was difficult. Well, difficult in many places, but it would be difficult particularly in the UK because there were so many laws against. Here we were just kind of ignored it.
Right.
Like it would go away. But in the UK they seem to have laws against it and make it against, you could be incarcerated and serve time for being gay or being caught. Here you couldn't gather, but you could be gay, but you couldn't gather. And in Texas, you couldn't have sex, right, Stacey?
That's right. You couldn't have sex. And my question to that is, in the UK or how do you police that? How do you?
You have the bedroom monitors.
I was going to say cameras.
Okay, yeah. The nanny cams. Okay.
You haven't had the bedroom. So that's been here, and you've been here happily here ever since. And
33 years.
Now,
you know that. Can I just say something?
Yeah.
That kind of comment kind of rings a bell, and sort of strikes a chord with me because I'm Jewish. So for me, it's sort of what I get from that comment, Craig, is I think of Nazi Germany, and it just sort of makes me feel a bit sick, to be honest. I think of how repressed and what happened for the Jews, and so I think now, and so. It's the same, really, what you're saying for the gay community in England and other countries still today.
Absolutely.
That it's like living in Nazi Germany, in
it
a way.
It makes you think, and bringing that up, I feel the same way. And I feel the same way, not that I've experienced anything, but when I hear about other people's episodes, I just think, have we really moved very much in the future? Have we moved further? We're still somewhat repressed. We're down to one here in Laguna now. We're down to one. So I agree with what you're saying.
I think we've come a long way, and I think there's still a long way to go. I mean, it's definitely different.
Now, with that, being a travel agent, is there some, if I were LGBT and I wanted to go to I am.
Hello.
Hello.
Good grief.
Good grief. Anyway. What would, and I want to go to a fun country where it was more open and embraced. What's the top three on the list?
Probably Australia.
Is
one. Yeah. There's a few that I wouldn't probably rush to, but Australia is probably my number one. I think that anywhere that does the Mardi Gras mm-hmm. or the mm-hmm. New Year party, you know, in a more professional environment,
yeah.
South America is really very popular.
Oh, wow.
So it really depends. There's a lot of European places and European countries, should I say, that's quite accepting.
Name a couple for me, please.
Well, I'd probably look at, you know, going to Italy.
Okay.
You know, Eastern Europe still now, yeah. although it's absolutely magnificent. I would go there, but it's not as widely accepted. It's kind of the phrase, children should be seen and not heard.
Oh.
But, you know, most of mainland Europe, Spain, uh-huh. is very accepting.
In Italy, the men hold hands whether they're straight or gay.
Correct.
So, and kiss.
That's Europe.
Yeah.
So you really don't know. Everybody is more embracing. You know, I always wondered when I was growing up, right. and maybe I probably had an inkling then, how come the women can hug and kiss, and the men, if you were, you know, had a friend, you couldn't do that.
Right.
So I always found that odd. Whereas when I came to America, men here, you know, do hug yeah, and kiss more openly. And I thought, oh, this is really, I think, how it's supposed to be. Didn't mean to say I knew I was gay or anything, but I just knew that it was more accepting. And I found it 100 times more accepting here in Southern California than where I grew up in Manchester. Yeah. Although today, by the way, one of the most popular places to go to for the gay community is Manchester. It's one of the biggest in all of Europe.
I got to tell my friends from Manchester.
Yes.
They
have a huge gay pride and they have a gay district now that all my straight friends in England go to because they love the atmosphere and the vibe, just like
Absolutely.
We were talking about the bar earlier. Yeah. So it's really great.
Now, on the cautious side of that, I hate to point out the negative, but is there a couple places you probably would steer clear of?
I hate to say it, but Caribbean, a lot of the Caribbean are not very accepting. I hate to say it, although I sell, and I hope I don't get into too much trouble, but Jamaica is really quite non-accepting. And some resorts that I've dealt with for gay clients before, they were like, oh, two men, two women? What's the relationship? I said, you're not allowed to ask that question. You should never ask that question.
No.
Do you ask me if I write down Mr. and Mrs. so now you know? You know, so, you know, I already know that there's some pushback from it's definitely more the Caribbean than anywhere else, and some of Eastern Europe.
See, I would not have thought that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Me neither.
Although I send a lot of gay clients down
India,
to the Caribbean.
India, I thought was
well, India, yes, yeah. definitely India. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Although I've always had romanticized about India, thought I would go there. Guyana, which is in Africa.
Yes, I don't think you'd rush to go there too.
Well, you know, we have some listeners in Guyana on this program.
Okay.
So I'm shouting out to Guyana if they're listening.
Hello there from Guyana.
But they're going through a lot of stuff right now at the moment. I'm going to give a nod to a gay singing artist, as I do on the program right now, and we're going to play a song and come back and talk some more to Larry, and Stacy will have some more pressing questions, I'm sure.
Of course.
This week it is Barry Manilow, who's 72.
Bless.
I love Barry.
And he came out as gay.
No.
With his husband of 39 years.
Wow.
Who would have thought?
We knew it from the first song.
Shocked.
And in this next song, his singing partner is Bette Midler, and it is about travel. And so I thought I would talk about Barry Manilow for just a bit, and I guess I have 39 years, and everyone knows Barry Manilow. We always called him Barry the Fairy.
Did you? Really? Never knew that.
Yeah. But because everyone knew he was gay.
But Barry.
No, he knew.
I think he knew.
It took him a while.
Well, he's been with a man for 39 years, so.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. But it's been under
wraps.
The radar.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So,
or under the gaydar.
The gaydar.
Under the gaydar. Yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
So here we go on a slow boat to China. I think.
Hey, nice piano playing, Manila.
Thank you, Miss M.
What you doing these days?
Records.
Really?
Yes, really.
Do you still play piano for people?
Well, depends on who.
I'm gonna get you on a slow boat to China.
walk to myself alone. Get you and keep you in my arms evermore. Leave all the others waiting on a faraway shore. Out on the briny, where the moon's big and shiny, melting your heart of stone. I'm gonna get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone.
Bet, I didn't know you felt that way about me.
I don't. I need a piano player.
Ah, just like the old days.
You're not gonna change keys on me, are you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm gonna get you.
You're never gonna get me.
Boat to China.
Not in a fast or slow boat,
boat
any trick. I just give a trick. You'll have to stand in line.
Get you and keep you in my band evermore.
Now there's a new attack.
Leave all the others on the shore.
For me, they swim to China and back.
Out on the briny,
I wouldn't like the ocean.
Shiny,
not even in a robot.
Melting your heart of stone. Come on, what do you say?
You'll always get your way.
I'm gonna get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. Together, all to
Oh, thank you, Barry and Bette. I love that song, how they banter back and forth. I'm going to read a little news here because it's of our neighbors to the north, the Trudeaus. He's quite a man.
Mm-hmm.
Comes from a great family lineage. Pierre Trudeau was his father or his grandfather.
I don't know. He's great.
Anyway, Trudeau apologizes the Canadian government to pay gay purge victims $85 million. The Canadian government is ready to pay over $85 million in compensation to victims of a so-called gay purge, which happened between 1962 and 1996. That's not all that long ago. Additionally, legislation to expunge unjust convictions records of people charged under the law that criminalized homosexuality was also introduced. So I think that's some really great news. That's some positive news. Global principles protecting LGB rights in a landmark document introduced into the United States 10 years ago and designed to protect LGBTI people as well as other sexual minorities was updated and strengthened yesterday, that being November 27th, changes reflect the significant development in international human rights law and practice since their publication. It included a growing understanding that human rights violations affect people based on how they express their gender and how their sex characteristics are manifested. So there is some good news out there. There's also, when I went through the news, there's also very, very unpleasant news with some countries, some in South Africa, and still trying to criminalize it and take us backwards. I won't go into all that negativity at this point. So where were we, Stacey? I forget.
Well, we were asking our guest here questions about how to get a hold of him and do we need to have a certain size if we want to travel? Do we need to have a certain group size? Or do you work with just like one or two? Or do you need
I work
more
with,
than that?
Sort of a phrase of mm-hmm. mine, because I can say it because I'm Jewish, I'll take any client as long as you're spending money.
Oh.
So.
Okay, I'm in.
So there you go.
There you go. I got
but
it.
I deal with single clients. I deal with couples, you know, groups of people. I do the gamut. So
perfect.
I will help you whether it's a one-night stay somewhere or it's a full service. The agency that I'm fortunate to belong mm-hmm. to and own, we belong to this great group. So we have all this other buying power. So it makes me look Like I'm one of the big guys instead
well,
of
you
being
are.
Mr.
You
Europe.
So you are.
Thank you so much. But you know, that way we can offer hotels worldwide with extra discounts so we compete with the big guys. So I can help you with a hotel, I can help you with an airline ticket, I can help you with an intricate trip to Europe or somewhere else that you want to go in the world. I've done this for a long, long time. So I will welcome you.
Now,
thank you.
You've had your agency for 27 years.
Correct. Well done, great.
Kudos.
And, you know, I was in the hotel industry for about 30 years. And occasionally, with all the best planning and all the best of everything we do, there's something that happens that's just kind of outrageous and fun and crazy.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you the time we thought we had captured a group of young kids in an elevator in Reno, Nevada, and the maintenance engineer ran it up and down several times with the lights out to teach them a lesson. And when the door opened on the ground floor, it was a husband and his wife that were visiting from Canada that were terrified. I wasn't
awful.
Part of that, but crazy stuff. So in your 27 years, Lawrence, there must be some little tidbit you can share with us.
Well, I've had a few instances, yes, here and there. I've had a couple of, I had an instance once when I was back in my other life. I was checking into a hotel with some friends, and they were at one side of the lobby, and I was at the other, and I requested a king bed, non-smoking, you know, things like that that people like if they're a couple. And this hotelier came up and said, no, don't have any of that. Your travel agent didn't give us any information. I said, and so my friend knew and said, so I walked over and I said, allow me to introduce myself. I'm the travel agent you tried to throw under the bus. Can I speak to your boss, please?
Oh, my.
Perfect.
That was a good one.
You're handy to have along.
Oh, yeah. And then I'll tell you a cute little story. Some friends and I used to go to Las Vegas every single year. We'd meet from Chicago and other places. You know Chicago.
Of course.
Okay. So we'd meet always in Las Vegas, and their kids had gone to see the Britney Spears concert.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is probably 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we're all in the elevator, just us, and the kids had just rushed in from the concert, and there was just us and one gentleman. And we were staying at a nice hotel, and we just got off on the elevator, and the kids were bashing Britney and her dances and saying how trashy she was. Can you imagine?
Oh, that's terrible.
It's awful.
Criminal. And so anyway, we get out the elevator, and this gentleman turned around and said, thank you so much for your input. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Britney's father.
Oh, my God.
It was great. He was amazing. He couldn't thank us enough because he said raw comments like this is what, you know, I'm her manager right now, and I'm trying to change. Anyway, long story short, I told my kids when I got back, who are probably like 50 and 13, like, oh, my God. And we saw Britney by the pool and, you know, whatever. I'm not that bothered or starstruck. But and he said, if you ever need anything, get in touch with me. So I did, and I sent him an email, and he FedExed signatures to my kids. And very kind.
Nice.
So
what a great parent.
Thank you. I try. But I've had good stories. I've had bad stories when I've traveled. You know, a lot of times I watch, you know, as you did probably, Craig, when you're in the hotel business, you watch people sort of, you know, they don't seem to remember that we're all a team, you know, from start to finish. And as I tell all my clients, I can cross my T's, dot my I's, and do everything for you. But it doesn't mean say they will do everything that we have requested. Yeah. We do our best. We're here. We're your advocate. So if something does unfortunately go wrong, we're here to help you. So, I mean, whether you use me as a travel agent, which I hope that you do, you should always have someone there to be with you. One of the quick stories, a client of mine who used to go every 2 years to this fabulous resort called me and asked me to hear the commotion in the background. I could hear all this noise. And she said, you know, one of the reasons I use you is because of an instance like this. This hotel here is walking everybody who booked direct.
Those who don't know what walking means, that means you're oversold and you don't have accommodations, and you put them in a nearby hotel as best you can.
Right, because they were oversold. Okay. And she asked, well, why aren't you walking us? And she said, because you booked through a travel agent who booked through a supplier, and they are our loyal bread and butter, and we don't want to upset them, because if we do, it's more of an impact than just upsetting two people. There's another reason why you
I'll tell you, I've been on the other side of that, where we have picked and choosed who we're going to walk.
Right.
And that's one of the criteria. If it's a travel agency, then we handle it differently.
Right.
Just, I don't know, a priority. It's a courtesy, I guess.
Correct.
That's great. Well, so we're going to take a break and go south of the border here with Frank Sinatra, I think. Come on, Frank. There we go. And we'll be right back with Lawrence and Stacy here. KX935, Laguna Beach's only FM radio.
South of the border, down Mexico way, that's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play. And now as I wander, my thoughts ever stray south of the border, down Mexico way. She was a picture in old Spanish lace, just for a tender while I kissed the smile upon her face, 'cause it was fiesta and we were so gay. South of the border, Mexico way. Then she sighed as she whispered mañana, never dreaming that we were parting. And I lied as I whispered mañana, 'cause our tomorrow never came. South of the border, I jumped back one day. There in a veil of white by the candlelight, she knelt to pray. The mission bells told me that I mustn't stay. South of the border, Mexico way. Mission bells told me, ding dong, that I must not stay. Stay south of the border, down Mexico way.
Thank you, Frank.
We just
went south of the border. Hey, a couple weeks ago I had Dee Dee Irwin on from Laguna Playhouse, and they have a production coming up, and I want to give away a couple free tickets to that. It's called Skivvies. I know. This is what it says. Not only is the music stripped down, cello, ukulele, and I don't know what a glockenspiel is.
What's it's European.
It's European.
Yeah.
Oh, it's European, and it is?
It's a little musical instrument that's got chords. It's almost like a violin.
String?
Type. Yeah, string.
Okay. So they got the glockenspiel and the melodica. Melodica?
Melodica.
Melodica, whatever that is.
That one, I don't know.
And a surprising array of underused instruments. But the skivvies literally strips down to their underwear to perform. Grab your spike eggnog and hurry down. The performances are on the 18th and 19th, and our own Jason Fetty will be there to do a little going on. And now I have one very, very important thing that I've neglected to say. Did you know the Christmas party for KX93.5 is tonight?
No.
Yes, you can still get tickets if you hurry. Go to the website, 935.com, KX935.com. And there's entertainment starting at 5 o'clock, and Eric Burden and the Animals will be there. And it goes on till 9. It's at the festival grounds. Mm-hmm. And they're using the Irvine Bowl for Eric Burden and the Animals. And there's other entertainment that starts early at 5 o'clock. So if you haven't already and you want to support KX935, it's a wonderful opportunity. It's a Christmas party. It's going to be wild and crazy, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And if you're not there, you're going to miss out.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I guess. Sounds like it.
So get a hold of us here at KX 1-800-935-935 and make sure to get to the Christmas party. Start your year. If you go to the only Christmas party this year, this is the one to go to. You can forego all the rest of them. You know.
Oh.
This is the one.
Good to know.
Now, we as we always do when we have guests on the on the station, we have a post podcast we put out. So if you missed anything with Lawrence, there's a podcast that we post on both rainbow-radio.com and also on kx935.com. And you can listen to the program in its entirety. And also, if you need to get a hold, if you're traveling, whether for a last-minute Christmas getaway or the first of the year to chill out after the holidays, Lawrence is your man. And he can be contacted various ways, but he's, what's your favorite way to be contacted?
Email.
Email.
Okay. And your and I see your email is lawrence@marinerstravel. There's an S in there. .com. Really easy. lawrence@marinerstravel.com.
And Lawrence is L-A-W. Not L-A-U.
L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E, like law.
There you go.
Lawrence.
Law and order.
Don't there mess. You
go. Lawrence at Mariners with an S.
Correct.
Travel.com. And if you miss all that and you're in your car and you can't write it down, go to rainbow-radio.com. We will have post-show, today's radio show. We'll have all the information there, and you can get a hold of us there. What, Lawrence?
I just want to, you know, because I'm sort of a ham and a little afraid of talking, but I did want to say one more thing. Every year now, I escort groups.
Oh.
So I do that a lot.
So you actually get out of the office.
I do. So next year, I'm doing two groups. So if you're interested in wanting to find out where and what, please contact me. And anybody who's listening and mentions 93.5 KX, 93.5 will also give them a little extra something for if they do end up booking over here. And maybe I can help the station a little bit and give back. I like to do that.
See, I'm moving my chair even closer.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how I'm
going to... Are we both going to change back?
I don't... No.
Poor Craig. He feels left out.
I am on
He's
the
He's on
other
the
side.
Wrong side of the table.
I'll get over it. So, again, if you know of a business that you'd like to be on, have on the show or a well-kept secret in Laguna Beach, please, please, please get a hold of us at rainbow-radio.com or kx935.com. And let Craig know that you have a great idea or a great business, or maybe you're starting a business and you're kicking something off. It's something new in the community and you need some community support. We'd love to have you on here too. And again, if you're involved in the community in many philanthropic ways, like Harry Huggins, hello, Harry, shout out to Harry. And I don't know, so many other people we've had from ASF that, and I can't remember all the guests we've had. Can you, Stacey?
No, I do not.
My mind's drawing. They're all fantastic.
They are.
They are. But if you know, so if you know someone that would be benefit, you feel would benefit being on the show, please get a hold of us as soon as you can. Did you have any more comments?
No, I'm very impressed.
You are?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
It takes a lot to impress me.
Can I throw one question out?
Certainly.
What's your most favorite place that you would travel back to? If you had a choice of three?
Choice of three would probably be Northern Africa. So Kenya, Tanzania surprised me because I'm a little bit of a hotel snob. It's okay. I don't seek therapy for that. I have no problem admitting it. And I was shocked.
Really?
I was humbled by the children in Africa. But I was shocked by the accommodation and the level of service.
Wow.
And the animals were just breathtaking. So if you never do it, I always tell clients, if you never do anything else, go on a trip at some point on safari.
That's on my bucket
I would
list.
Go back. It was amazing. Another place, not just because I'm Jewish, just because of heritage, would be Israel. That was spiritual. It was moving. I grew up in a very anti-Semitic culture. So for me to go there and watch, although you don't hear that in the news, to watch the camaraderie was just amazing. Mm-hmm. And for me, the tropics. So one of my favorite places, although it wasn't terribly gay-friendly, I have to admit, was Tahiti. My big passion is Hawaii. I love Hawaii. I go at least once a year. In fact, I'm heading out there very shortly.
I'm really moving closer. So,
but Hawaii is very gay-friendly, as we all know. So that's really a fabulous place, and it's paradise. So coming from Northern England, to say, oh my gosh, I'm in Hawaii was a big deal to me. Still is. Yeah. I'm still humbled.
Yeah, I love Hawaii too. My parents in their early 50s took two suitcases to house sit for 2 weeks. Second weekend, my dad turned to my mom and says, I don't know about you, but I'm not going back to Coos Bay, Oregon, ever again.
Right.
Well. No disrespect to Coos Bay. I like Coos Bay.
Yeah.
But it does rain a lot in Hawaii. So they lived there for their lives, their entire lives.
Fabulous.
From that's 50 nice. On. Well, half that's of their amazing. Lives, nice. Probably. Yeah.
Mele Kaliki Maka.
Mele Kaliki Maka to you, too. Yes. So that's great. I'm going to get on with one more song here, I think. Do we have time? Oh, we have a few more minutes here. Again, if you want two free tickets to Laguna Playhouse, please go to rainbow-radio.com and give me your information saying you heard it on the show today and you want two free tickets, either the 18th or the 19th, and we'll get them for Will Call for you. That's compliments of the Laguna Playhouse and Dee Dee Irwin. We thank you, Dee Dee, so much for being... Oh, and she's another great guest we have.
Oh, she was wonderful.
Oh, my God.
And I do want to see the play I Am My Own Wife. That's coming up in there.
That's on there, too. And
I want to see that.
I'm going to have some tickets for that, too.
By the way, there's supposed to be a new up-and-coming movie. Have you heard about it? It's
not. No.
It's released in L.A. I've read a lot of publication. I can't wait to see it. It's called Call Me By My Name or Call Me By Your Name. Have you heard about it? Google it.
Yeah.
Because apparently it's winning all kinds of accolades.
Okay.
And they're saying it's a potential Oscar...
Wow.
Sleeper, you know, for the movie or actors in it. And it's supposed to be pretty good. So
wonderful.
I look forward to seeing that.
That'd be nice.
Another way to get free tickets, and there's a couple other shows that she has, a couple other plays coming up, is if you want to go to Main Street on Wednesday.
Okay.
For the bingo.
Oh, for the bingo.
Is it drag queen or regular?
It's Endora.
It's Endora.
Oh, Endora.
Endora, the fabulous Endora.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And with her green eyeshadow and her
she looks
red
like
hair.
Endora.
She's very Christmassy.
She looks just like Endora.
Green and red, yeah.
Do you know who Endora is?
I do now.
Oh, okay.
You just told me. I'm sorry. Pardon my ignorance.
It's an American show, and it was Bewitched.
Yes. No, didn't grow
okay,
up with that.
And it was a...
I know the nose moves, right?
Yes, exactly. And Endora was Bewitched's mother.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Didn't know.
Yeah,
so you play bingo there on a Wednesday.
Yeah, so Wednesday, and that'll be some of the bingo prizes, the grand bingo prize of the night. So whoever's won the most bingos throughout the evening will get two free tickets to go to the Playhouse. So that's going to start this next Wednesday, and they'll have more details. So just show up there. It's free. It's fun. You know, I go there. I love it. It's fun. It's a fun time. Very casual.
I'm going to have to come there on Wednesday because I haven't been there. I go on Friday to hear Endora, which is fun. But I've been told that Wednesday is a blast. So I'm going to have to check it out.
Well, our own station manager was there this last week. And, Tyler and Monica.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
So, yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Yes.
Thank you for being our guest, Lawrence. And thank you, Stacy, for getting up so early again on Saturday.
Thank you,
and
Craig.
She looks fantastic for
she
that
does.
Rough, wild night she had last night.
I love the hair.
I do, too.
It's fantastic.
I get jealous.
Not you. Great. Stacy.
Can't help it. It's all in the hairspray.
Thank you both.
We're going to take
thank
it away.
You,
and
Lawrence.
And we're going to take it away. Here we go.
Doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M.
Thanks for being here. KX935, Laguna Beach's only FM and Rainbow Radio.
Because you were born this way, baby.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who